Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. All of us here at the BCC Coupon Book want to let our friends in the Northern Pinellas, Palm Harbor, and Oldsmar areas know about the all-new Nesting Grounds Cafe. Located on the southeast corner of East Lake Road and Ridgemore Boulevard, right between the Shell Station and Chase Bank, open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Nesting Grounds Cafe serve breakfast and lunch from Eggs Benedict, pancakes, and the Create Your Own Omelet to sandwiches, wraps, burgers, and salads, and so much more. Come and check out the Nesting Ground Cafe, 4852 Ridgemore Boulevard in Palm Harbor, 727-559-1574. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Nesting Grounds Cafe, 4852 Ridgemore Boulevard in the southeast corner of East Lake Road and Ridgemore Boulevard. 727-559-1574. And don't forget about the valuable coupon in the BCC Coupon Book. The Nesting Grounds Cafe. Check it out today.
Brian Cash Claus Show. Now, here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Claus.
Good afternoon, Tampa Bay. So, we're having an awesome day today. We have some great guests in the studio. We have Anthony from Compass Health Consultants, and we have Cody from Billy Bricks, downtown Clearwater. How are you guys doing today?
Fantastic.
Doing well. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for being here. It's a beautiful day out, beautiful people. Awesome. So, why don't you tell us a little bit about Billy Bricks, where you're located, and how can our people find you?
Thank you for the introduction. My name is Cody. I'm the general manager of Billy Bricks. We are located at 1100 Cleveland Street. We're in the 1100 Apex building. It is facing Cleveland on the first floor. Our telephone number is 727-977-5608. We're new additive. We actually just hit our 3-month mark today on April 8th.
Congrats.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yeah, we're just looking to kind of add some business to the area. We are part of the Downtown District Merchant Association. So we are part of that whole thing where the streets are blocked off down there, and we do what we can, and we join in on all the fun activities.
Very cool. You guys are located actually in the new construction building. It's beautiful.
Thank you. It's big blue and white building.
Yes,
can't miss
it's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. It really is.
It really is. It's a very nice area. If anybody just wants to park their car, have a nice little stroll, come on in, have some great pizza, and which I just tried. Unbelievable.
Thank you.
Unbelievable. You use very quality ingredients and I can taste it.
It makes a difference for sure.
It really, really does. The margarita pizza, is that what you guys call
it? Yes, that was a traditional margarita pizza.
Yes, that's my favorite pizza, and that is one of the best I've had in all of Florida.
Thank you.
Well, actually, all of everywhere.
You're making Billy Bix blush, I'll tell you that.
It's really, really good. So why don't you tell us how you guys got started?
Bill Wilson is the owner. I am the managing partner. So they approached me in September that they were going to be bringing down a new franchise from the western suburbs of Chicago. Uh-huh. They got started in 2005. Bill Wilson is a big pizza fanatic, also Chicago area pizza. Everybody says pizza down there. So we did stick with the traditional Neapolitan way, though. He actually went to Naples. He actually went to the original Neapolitan pizza place, and he was like, you know what? We got to create this in the United States. So he went back to Chicago, and he was actually one of the first ones to open up a brick oven pizza in Chicago.
Very cool.
Absolutely.
That's really cool. You know, that's what kind of pizza I grew up on. I grew up in Steubenville, Ohio, and it's just this little place, and it was right by our school. So I used to go there for lunch all the time, but they just called it Naples. That's where I was introduced to that style of food, and it's my favorite. But they used to have this, they would cut an Italian bread loaf, a large loaf, in half, gut it, stuff it with meatballs.
Oh, wow.
It's like $5. Like, three people could eat the same sandwich, but it was really good. But that's my favorite style, and you guys got it spot on.
Thank you very much. Yeah, our portions are pretty generous. We actually do more than just pizza as well, just to kind of add on to that. We do have a pretty extensive menu. We got fantastic sandwiches. We do have the Italian beef that a lot of the Midwesterns like. So we got the roast beef, the sweet peppers, the jardineras, all the goodies.
Jardinera peppers.
We have fantastic bread. We actually go through a representation called Cheney Brothers. So I'm going to do a shout out for them. I have a great rep, so I have to say that they do treat us right. But we actually found this bread called Tribeca, and it is flash frozen from New York. They get it down here, and then it's actually 80% par baked, so the flour is still actually on it. It looks like we actually make it in the store. We don't. I'm sorry. I wish I could claim that credit, but we do not.
Well, you finished cooking it.
Yeah, exactly. And our bread is absolutely, has the air pockets in it. We do have pasta. We do have great salads, all fresh ingredients, as we mentioned before. We do use grande cheeses. Yes, and we do use 00 wheat flour, the traditional wheat flour you basically can get. We go through a order form called Sogno Toscano. They are traditional Italian ingredients, so we use Tuscany olives. We use semolina flour, as traditional as it comes. So we do use everything we possibly can to meet the criteria.
Very awesome. Well, I can't say enough. Anthony, he loves you guys. He has raved about you. And he is a very good judge of food. And
he
himself actually makes a delicious pizza. Oh, my gosh. It was so good. He made his pizza one day. But, he's been telling us about you guys. So I've got to go check you guys out.
Please do. Please do.
Oh, yeah.
I also have something that, you know, I'm not usually on my diet. But their rustic chicken Alfredo is ridiculously flavorful. And it's, first of all, the portion's big enough for two.
It is.
And that's saying a person that eats a ton of food. I mean, and the flavors are great. It's really simple. There's tons of just the meat and the cheese, and it blends all together. So very, very
nice. Also do use a wheat pasta as well from Sogno, as you can tell.
Yeah,
so our pastas are extremely, they're excellent. I can't say anymore.
You're making me hungry. I'm going to have to come see you after the show.
Please do.
Even though I did just have some pizza.
Yeah,
and the pretzel bites, the cheese, that is really good.
Yeah. That's a new additive to the menu.
Is that beer cheese?
That is beer cheese. You
got to
have beer cheese with pretzels.
That was delish.
That's hand in hand.
That was super good. The bread, I'm a bread person. The bread, just by you describing it, sounds like, right up my alley.
I've had it. It's actually quite good.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm looking at your menu. You guys have a lot of stuff. You have strombolis, the Italian grinder. You even have tuna.
Gorgeous restaurant.
And great chicken salad, too.
Gorgeous restaurant, by the way. Rustic look. Your bar. Tell us how you came up with the design for that, because it's amazing on the inside.
So when I actually joined the team, I was pulled away from the beach, which I was kind of happy to get away from. Sometimes it'll wear you out. So I was really extremely excited when Bill approached me. I was actually leaving the gym, and he came there looking to find a new general manager and start a whole West Coast stream here to where we're just going to open up 15 to 20 locations. That's our plan.
Oh, very cool.
So we're not looking just to do this one. We're looking to do more for sure. But, you know, when he told me he was joining the team, when I saw it, it was pretty much just a shell. It was just floor and drywall. So I wanted to create something. I did see the marble for the bar. That was already picked out for us. But I ended up picking out some really, he likes unfinished wood. So there is a lot of that unfinished wood look, as he said.
I love that.
Very rustic, very eclectic. We have it along our bar. We have it along on the back wall. We have it along near our kitchen. You think about it, brick oven, wood ovens.
Oh, yeah.
You got to have the matching theme. So when I picked the furniture, I wanted to have that same just warm feel. Wood has, you know, life into it, and that's what I wanted to create. It was just a very comfortable environment.
Oh, that's awesome. So how many people can fit? Large?
So we can fit around, I believe, 75 inside, and then we do have a pretty vast patio as well.
Oh, nice.
With plenty of seats out there also. So we have as much seating outside that we do inside. I know that COVID, you know, things are going on, so people feel more comfortable outside. We do have nice big umbrellas out there.
Nice.
And actually, right around 4 o'clock, that sun kind of sets down behind our building, and it's very shady there too. So I know the summer's coming up, but just to kind of give y'all a heads up, we do have plenty of shade for you as well.
Right.
It's a nice breeze down that street too. So
it's a beautiful area.
Thank you.
They've really made it look nice. I remember before that was even there. And I mean, they're just really doing a very good job with bringing life back to downtown Clearwater.
We are glad too. We are glad. There's a lot of moving parts right now going on in that area, and we just wanted to be a part of it.
Oh, for sure. You know, and we support small business, and almost all of our listeners do as well. So you guys got to go check out Billy Bricks. That's at 1100 Cleveland Street. And you can give them a call at 727-977-5608. And do you guys do delivery or curbside pickup or anything?
So we do curbside pickup. We are on the Uber Eats, the Grubhub, and the DoorDash thing. We do an online ordering. Unfortunately, we don't do delivery at the moment, but they will assign a driver from DoorDash and actually get the food out for you. You can also do the pickup there as well.
Yeah, I wanted to say, listening to you, I can't wait to order the food. You know what I'm saying? You're you can talk. It's called the language of the heart. And it's really something special to hear the way you were just talking.
I have a passion for this business.
Right.
I've been in
a
very long time.
That's the word I was looking for. You have confidence, a passion, and you believe in what you're doing.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
We have Gary on the line. Gary, he's a Boy Scout. Tell him what you got going on.
Oh, man. Teddy Girls. I just got off the phone this morning with the Clearwater Police Department, and as you know, for the last several weeks, we've been raising funds for teddy bears. And you might ask, why? What the heck is that about? And what it's about is kids that are in an upset home, right, that the police have to intervene with. And when they go in, they give the kids stuffed toys so that can help calm the child while they handle the parents.
Oh.
Right. So, anyway, we're doing both the police department and the sheriff's department for sheriff's deputies to handle the same kind of thing. And so the bears are 16 inches high, and they're wearing a little scout uniform. They have a backpack, and they have a bear birth certificate.
Oh, how cute.
So when we get a I'm raising funds for the Boy Scouts of America. And when we get a $500 donation, you get a bear. And you can decide what you want to do with it. If you want to donate it to the sheriff or the police department, fine. If you want to keep it, fine. We'll send it to you. It's adorable. It's like a wonderful thing for kids.
Yes, that's awesome.
So that's what we're doing. We've got a lot of activities going on. 17 July, mark that on your calendar. It's a Threshers game in baseball. Okay, baseball. We got baseball back.
I was about to say that.
Threshers game.
Thank you, God.
At Threshers Field, which is just down Drew Street. And they're going to have the game there in the evening, starting, I think, at 5:30 or 6. And it's going to be loaded full of 2,000 to 3,000 scouts who are going to be having an event there at the same time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So you're going to see little guys from 6 years old right on up to 18. And they're going to be running the show. We've got a huge bunch of booths. We usually have about maybe 150, 200 booths around the top of the stadium, and games and all kinds of things. We have auctions. It's like really fun.
Oh, that's awesome, Gary. So that's July 17th. And can people purchase tickets or any online or anything like that, or do you just purchase it at the gate?
You can purchase it at the gate, right? You can purchase it online with the Threshers organization.
Mm-hmm.
Go into Threshers, right? We're still putting the thing together over the next week, but I wanted to give you a heads up.
For sure.
To know that's coming. It's going to be, it's just fun. Pure fun.
That sounds fun.
Actually, if you've never been to a Threshers game, it is a great time.
That is an excellent stadium. Just fantastic. You got the shade if you want to get out of the heat, and you got the heat if you want to get out of the shade.
And they're always competitive. It's always a good time. It really is. We're very fortunate to have them locally.
Absolutely.
Hey, Gary, I heard something about you a little bit. So I was not a Boy Scout. I'm sorry. You know, I was a soccer player.
We'll let you slip.
No, it's perfect. The Boy Scout manual, I heard you had some involvement in it.
I haven't made the manual, right?
Okay.
But I definitely have contributed a lot to scouting.
Yes.
Right, over the years. I started in 1956.
Oh, wow.
I can imagine it.
Right? That's a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, Gary does a whole lot for our communities. He's right here in Clearwater, and he just is a very selfless person. He gives back everything that he can.
I can tell. Very generous man.
Very generous. And he does a whole lot. He does a lot of organizing and raising a lot of money for, there's a lot of kids out there who maybe can't afford to get into scouts and things like that. He sponsors, just does tons and tons of things. Gary is an awesome guy, and we thank you for being with us today, Gary.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And Gary, I just want to add, if you want to, I can get your contact info, and I can talk to you about maybe some sponsorships of some kind later on after the show, if you like.
Who's this talking?
This is Cody from Bailey Bricks. I do apologize.
Oh, Cody. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's your last name, Cody?
It's going to be Clendenin, C-L-E-N, D as in Delta.
C-L-E-N, yeah.
D as in Delta, E-N-I-N.
Okay, good. And what's your phone number?
Don't know if I want to say that on here.
I'll get it. I'll get it to you. I'll text it to you.
Yes. If you want to stop in for some lunch of some time or dinner, if you get time, if you're in this area very often, more than welcome to talk to you more about it.
And pizza, by the way, pizza is the food of scouting.
I agree. So I remember it.
It's more meals here than you know about. I have 1,700 kids in Pinellas County.
Oh wow, that's incredible.
Yes.
800 adults, and the adults are worse than the kids.
As long as they keep some pizza for the kids, we'll be all right.
Yeah, we can definitely do some business. So when you get off the air, I'll give you a call.
Sounds great.
My phone number. You got a pen?
I do not.
I'll text it to you.
You'll text it to me? Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can text it over to him.
Okay. 727-642-9240.
Got it.
Awesome. And Gary, if anybody listening would like to make a donation to the Boy Scouts of America, how may they do that?
Well, they can go to your website, which is bccoupons, plural, .org, I think, or .com?
.com.
.com.
Mm-hmm.
bccoupons.com. bccoupons.com. And you'll see a Boy Scout in a Smokey Bear hat saluting. Click on that. It says click on link. You click on the link, it'll take you right to the site.
Awesome, Gary. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And, you know, we, I mailed the checks to you, by the way, for the bear that we did last week. So I think, what do you think, Anthony? We'll donate the bear to the kids?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what we'd like to do.
In my house, the dog will get it.
Just so you guys know, I actually got a bunch of friends of mine to chip in so that we could get the bears. And it cost us about $2,000, mm-hmm, for that. We're donating all of that to the police and sheriff. Unless somebody wants the bear, and then we're going to send them the bear directly.
Oh, that's so awesome. Yeah.
You know, for their grandkids or kids or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have, hopefully I can talk these guys into it, we're going to have a bear stuffing party at the Threshers game.
Awesome.
Nice. Creative.
Build a bear.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't go there.
Very cool. That's very awesome.
So basically the kids have to do a community service thing, right, in order to get a little badge that they put on their uniform.
Oh, yeah.
So the community service is they stuff the bears and they give it to another kid who's less fortunate than they are.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right?
Yes, yeah, that is great. Oh, that is very great. That's really awesome. And that's also teaching the kids how to, you know, give back and how to be empathetic. That's awesome. Very, very great. All right. So we have Cody from Billy Bricks. Tell us a little bit more about Billy Bricks. Like, well, how did you come up with your name?
Bill is Bill.
Right?
Yeah, his first name is actually Willard, but he goes by Bill. So he just thinks of Billy Bricks, and the Bricks is from the wood fired oven.
I love it though. Yeah. It goes together so well.
I know, like, it does. It clicks.
Yeah, it's great.
It's Billy very Bricks. Easy to remember.
It is. It's great. I love it, and yeah. It sounds kind of New Yorkish.
You know, getting to the oven in there, it was a pretty interesting thing that we had to do. So our front door was actually built for the oven. So we actually, I'm not enough supposed to say this on the air, but we actually drove it down the street to get it into the oven because they couldn't get it actually in front because of how much parking area that we have.
Oh, yeah.
So they actually had to drive it around the building, do a 180. We had to get in there. We had a half inch on each side. It's a beautiful coppered finish oven from Italy. Our
nice.
Dough mixer is actually from Italy as well. So when I opened up the crate for that, that was interesting to see that they had to wire up for a European plug. But, you know, we had half an inch on each side, and we got it in there. We actually had to cut the legs about 6 inches and had a welder. While they held it up on a forklift in the middle of the dining room, we had to have a welder actually cut off and add back on the legs and to flatten it out and let it settle. So, yeah, pretty interesting stories. You know, when you don't see things
did
like
you
that.
Film it?
You know, I didn't. I should have.
That would be great to put on Facebook.
I know it would. That would be, I mean, it was just, that would have been great.
I watched this thing on Netflix where they were in a bus and they just went across the country to all these different states, and it was a husband and wife and their dog. Now, I watched the whole thing.
I bet you did. Yeah, I bet.
You know, it was the scenery they showed, too, mm-hmm, though. It was for the scenery part. But that's something I would have watched on YouTube.
I need to make a slideshow of all the photos I did take. Straight through.
So you ready to win $50?
Oh, sure.
Okay. No, $50 in gift certificates. Wait a second. 20. I'm sorry.
It's going up and down.
Yeah.
That's it. So anyhow, this is Adam. He's an antique dealer.
Yeah.
And he brings in stuff. Can you do the commercial for them first?
I sure can. Absolutely.
And this is being sponsored, this antique $50 gift certificate. I'm going to give to this restaurant.
Oh, perfect.
To you. And it's right by where you are.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. So this is actually in the coupon book. It's their grand opening, the House of Pho. It's Vietnamese food. So they specialize in banh mi sandwiches and pho bowls. It's also a coupon for a free lunch and dinner. If you actually get the coupon book, their number is 727-754-5332. They're located at 1120 South Myrtle Avenue in Clearwater. Their hours are Monday through Friday, 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. They take a little break, and they're open back up at 5 to 9 p.m.
Wow. You know what I would say about him?
He's very good.
You know what I would say? Wait a second. You know what I would say? See, this is my evaluation. He's a kind man, right? Not smart, but he's kind.
That's true.
Okay. But you, I would say, have a college degree.
I do.
See how I knew that? I'm so smart. I happen to be a genius. Okay. I'm kidding.
I think we're all geniuses in our own way.
But no, you really are. You really, like, right away, like, you would see that you're a top-notch guy.
Thank you.
That you're given an assignment to do. And that's why they want to know if people complete college. It's not for their degree. I saw this guy that made a multi-billion dollar company. He actually would curse at people. I forget his name. But he was one of those guys that would yell at people. And he said, the only reason I want to know if someone completed college is because I know they complete assignments.
Absolutely. You start to finish.
Start to finish. They're not like, here's why I couldn't do it.
Yep.
This is the reason why it can't be done. Here's it. Complete assignments is what college people do. Anyhow, so he's going to describe this on YouTube. You can go to YouTube.
Yes.
Right? Because we have cameras in the studio. Mm-hmm. Let's pass it around. And it's going to give away $50. No, I said gift certificates. I forgot. So, and then Anthony, sneaky, you're in on it too.
Legit. Okay.
And anybody that wants to call in is in on it too. 727-441-3000. You there, Gary?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. So this is kind of neat. If you can look at it on YouTube. And it's kind of neat. So I'll give the show. This is the Antique Dealership Show. By Adam.
Oh, I don't know about that. Hi, everyone. Sorry I was late. This is a bronze piece. It's probably 19th century. It could be even earlier. And it has a dragon on it. And it's Chinese. So what I thought about it, the three different things it could be. It could be for serving food, okay, and like a palace. Second, it was for incense, to burn incense and offerings at a Buddhist temple. Or three, it was for a scribe to put his, like, calligraphy pens and all that out. So you have three different options, but you have to decide which it is.
Well, to me, it looks like a sushi holder.
I'd probably use it to hold my keys.
yeah, that would work.
Yeah, valet tray. Yeah, valet tray wallet.
Yeah, that would probably work. What do you think?
I'm going to go with calligraphy.
Oh. Okay. Should I tell them?
Well, let my man over here guess.
What would you say?
What was it? Three options one more time again.
The first one is to serve food in like a palace. The second one is for burning incense, and it was, you know, like offerings in a Buddhist temple with oranges and that. The third is for like a scribe, like all his pens, calligraphy pens and all that.
I'm thinking food.
Okay, so you said food. And Tammy, what did
sushi.
You say? Sushi food. And you said calligraphy pens.
Yep.
You're right.
Really?
Hey!
Yeah, this is for they had these things in China where they would have sculptures made out of like jade and different stone and bronze pieces, and it was basically for them to look at.
Oh.
And they would write their poetry and they would look at these pieces, and this is like a fantastic piece.
I've had this
for a little while.
It's
so
very
so
yes.
This, yeah,
it's got
so
some
now,
weight to it for sure.
Now I have to think of something for next week to bring in. This is getting like really hard, I'll have to tell you. I go through everything looking through the shop and saying, oh my God, what am I gonna pick out next week? But you got it though, you're good.
Very good.
So
Adam, tell us how we can get in touch with you.
We're Red Rooster Antiques. We're at 30113 U.S. Highway 19 North in Clearwater. We're open from 10 to 5 every day. And we're right next to Dan's Fans, right across the street from Home Depot, right before Curlew. And myself and my partner CJ and Austin, we're always there, and we'd love to see you come in. And we're having a 20% off sale.
Oh, perfect.
You know, so nice. Yeah, so it helps. You know, people come in, they say, oh, 20% off the mocked price. They're happy about that. But I'm going to go crazy trying to think of something next week. I have no idea what to pull out.
That one was impressive.
That was a pretty good one, though, you know, and it's like, at first, I didn't really know what it was. I'd had to do some research on it and find that out, because you would think it would be for food, wouldn't you? I mean, it has all these little pockets and all that. You think
it looks like your hands. But your hands like, would fit under there pretty well too. So that's right.
And it's heavy.
Yeah,
it's heavy. It's because it's bronze. Mm-hmm. So, but I was driving over here. I'm like, oh my god, I'm late. And I was listening to you on the radio, and you sounded all good. I said, well, I'll get there.
Yes. Now, have you been over to had a chance to go get to Billy Brick's Pizza?
No, I haven't yet, but I want to.
You definitely got
to
check it out.
Well, today is our 2 for $20 specialty pizza day.
Okay.
Just to let you know.
Two for $20
special
pizza. Oh, that's great.
Yes, exactly. Actually, our specials throughout the week. So Mondays, we do Margarita Mondays.
Okay.
It's half off margarita pizzas. We have two different styles. We have the traditional, which I fed y'all earlier.
Okay.
We also have a Neo, which is more Americanized. It's using more of a house tomato sauce and a house blend cheese instead of the fresh mozzarella.
Okay.
Fantastic. We also do half off signature margaritas, too.
Well, that sounds good.
So that's where everybody starts getting their face kind of lights up more when I say that instead of the pizza.
There, margarita.
And then Tuesday is our trivia night, so we do host trivia. It's actually sponsored by Timeless Entertainment. They're fantastic people, got great questions, good following as well. They have a good Facebook
and
too.
What time is this at?
7 to 9. We also do $3 domestic bottles and $4 draft beers. Throughout the week also, I try to add a drink of the day, or I'll do a beer of the day, if you will, something that I kind of want to push, and so I can get something new on
and
tap. I do regularly.
When do you open?
We're open from 11 to 9, Monday through Thursday.
Okay.
Fridays are 11 to 10. Excuse me, Fridays and Saturdays are 11 to 10. And Sundays are 12 to 8.
Okay.
So great. Monday, Thursday, 11
so
to 9.
So I'll definitely have to stop by. It sounds good.
Yeah. You should. They have a lovely patio as well.
Oh, really?
I would love to.
Well, that
have
I
some
like.
Some margaritas out on the patio. Absolutely.
And they take really good pride in the work, because their kitchen is, you could eat off the floors, clean. The brick oven's right there. The staff is fantastic.
That's really important. I work in restaurants. I know what they can be like. So when they're clean, that's great. You know?
And we only have one cooking tool. It's just our oven. We don't have fryers. We don't have a grill. So everything is baked.
What kind of pizzas are they? Are they
traditional
style?
Neapolitan style. Yes, I do have some slices. They left you out there.
I'm going to definitely get
them. I got some bread bites, some seasoned bread bites out there, some pretzel bites with some beer cheese, and our homemade marinara sauce.
So it's traditional Neapolitan.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that sounds great.
Absolutely.
It is very good.
The next step is to go to Naples.
Exactly.
Yes, right.
Exactly.
It is very, very good.
Good.
And how can we get in touch with you guys again?
It's at 1100 Cleveland Street in the 1100 Apex Building. We're on the first floor facing Cleveland. Our phone number is 727-977-5608.
And what city is this in?
This is in Clearwater.
Clearwater.
Just right up the road from you guys.
You know where they did the new buildings?
Okay.
The lovely
big blue and white building, 15 story.
That's their building.
How long have you been open?
We've been open 3 months today.
So I haven't been there.
No.
Okay.
Because I did go to one in downtown Clearwater that was an Italian restaurant, but it was so it's not you, so I don't have to come to your place.
Please do. Our menu is actually right in front of you, so it's extremely extensive. We have sandwiches, pastas, salads. We got cannoli dips. We try to keep it the Italian way.
How did you arrive at the name Billy Brooks?
Bill is his first name is Willard. Bill is Billy.
Okay.
So, and then Bricks has to do with the brick oven pizza.
Okay. Oh, well, that makes
sense. Context clues.
Well, it looks really good.
It's a cute name, though. I love it. Billy Bricks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I know those margaritas, the pizzas.
That's my favorite.
Like,
that's what he brought. You got to try it.
Excellent. Yes. Margarita pizzas.
Yes.
Yeah. Fantastic.
What is a cannoli bite?
The cannoli bites is the cannoli dips. What we do is we just kind of crunch them up, and then we use a traditional cannoli cream with chocolate chips.
Oh, that sounds good.
Delicious.
Excellent.
So it's like crunchy and creamy at the same time.
Oh, it's excellent. Yes.
Well, that's dangerous. I want to get out here and try some of this.
Not that far from where we are now.
First round's on me. Let's go.
All right.
Okay.
So you have full liquor.
We do have full liquor bar, which is pretty rare in this area. Mm-hmm. We're probably one of four places in the downtown district that actually do have full liquor. We have 10 craft beers on. I do have your normal domestic Bud Light on, but I try to rotate my craft beers. It's such a big thing down here, so I try to keep that as best as possible, make the people happy.
How has the response been so far?
Good, actually. There's some beers actually I'm keeping stationary. I have a Palm. It's a Belgium Amber.
Okay.
Ooh. Fantastic. Not many people have it. Probably my top selling beer. Got to have Peroni on tap.
Okay.
I got a Sweetwater Blueberry, House of Beer Mango Hefe. I'm a beer guy, as you can tell.
Obviously.
So,
do you have any ciders by any chance?
I do. I do have Angry Orchard. We did have the apple pie cider from Cigar City, so I just want to kind of rotate through and get
my
more of a traditional apple.
Stella.
The Stella Cidre? It's fantantic. Yeah.
Yeah. Is it strong? It's like.
It's not.
No. Most ciders are usually 5%.
Perfect. Yeah. It doesn't have a bad afterbite, like, or anything. I've had some ciders that are.
In England, like,
they leave a bad afterbite.
Ciders are like so strong they'll like knock you out. They're like moonshine almost.
Yeah, right.
It's not like Guinness.
No, it's no. Some of them are, but.
That's I got awesome. A great bourbon selection. I don't know if y'all are bourbon people, I do carry things like Buffalo Trace, Woodford. I do have Macallan 12. I got Dewars for this young man here. Absolutely.
Yeah, you're a Dewars man, right?
I'm actually technically a Monkey Shoulder guy.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is. I'm not going to comment on that.
Honestly, not many people carry it, but it's a great whiskey and great or Scotch actually. I think it's Scotch. It is a whiskey Scotch. Yes. Yeah.
But no,
yeah.
On the other side, Dewars is my favorite would be a Scotch.
Okay.
I got Jameson for the youngins with the pickle juice thing.
Oh yeah.
So you got to have that.
What's that?
So again, people take Jameson shot with pickle juice. So it's acidic, so it's supposed to kill the aftertaste.
When did they start doing this? This is new to me.
Really?
Jameson has like blown up with the millennials. Yeah. It's funny to me because that is something my grandfather.
I know, that's like so traditional. That's like so traditional.
Yes. No, Jameson.
Who came up with the pickle juice? I still want to know the history of this one.
It's a pickleback.
Yeah, it's the pickleback. Exactly. I'm a gin guy. I make some great cocktails. I came from the cocktail world. So I make a basil martini that will just blow your socks off.
Yeah, I like gin.
That sounds very
and it's made with gin and you wouldn't even taste it. Unbelievable. I make a really good Hendrick's Gimlet too.
Mojitos.
I like mojitos.
Yes, gotta have mojitos. Bill is a big fan of mango mojitos, so we actually, all of our mixes are Florida based. They are Florida made. So our sour mix, our margarita mix, our strawberry mix, our mango mix, everything is from Florida.
So your margaritas are good.
They are good. I'm from Texas, so you got to make a good margarita. You have to.
Yes.
So.
Do you have Camarena by any chance?
I don't have Camarena. I do have my line is more the Espolón route, so I do a bourbon barrel añejo, and then I also have their Reposado and their Blanco. I also have Patron, and I also have a jalapeno tequila called, don't quote me on the name, I think it's called Tanteo. It's Tanteo. It's infused, and I make a jalapeno margarita that is unbelievable.
How hot is that? I mean,
it's not hot at all.
It's not.
So we'll take a little bit of the skin from the jalapenos, kind of muddled up a little bit to give a little bit more of a texture.
So it kind of gives it like a little bit of a zing, but it's not like.
No.
Does it give you like a smokiness?
I actually add a little bit of pineapple juice to mine.
Okay.
Kind of dimming that down a little bit.
That sounds good.
And it takes the tartness out of the margarita mix. Good shake.
They make a good drink. I can tell you how I know without even having them because he said muddle. Nobody muddles. They just throw things in.
Oh, no. You got to muddle. And you got to muddle before you put the liquor in or it bruises it.
Absolutely.
Yes, that is my pet peeve.
I was a bartender for a very long time, and I used to make up drinks and make all kind of stuff. But yes,
I went to the bar. Does that count as well?
Well, you know your stuff. You're pretty good.
Well, that's how I started. Actually, I used to make more money bartending than I have nursing.
It's true. It's true.
That's how I started down here. And I used to bartend for the hotels. Like 3 nights a week because the money was ridiculous. In a place just like yours, like a own, neighborhood place.
Yes, absolutely. Locally infused,
of people that lived close, and it was, I loved that job. I loved doing it.
Well, you're a people person anyway, though, too.
I am, and it was one of my favorite jobs.
I'm definitely an extrovert like you. I couldn't sit at a desk.
You have to be a people person when you own a place like that, because it just doesn't work if you don't. I mean, I've been to places
that's what makes people come there.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what? You can have mediocre food and okay drinks like everybody else does, but if you have good people, they're coming back.
Oh, absolutely.
They want to hang out. They want to talk. They want to mingle with everybody. The atmosphere is very
Well, Wednesdays are late. I'm trying to create a ladies' night, so it's a $5 glasses of wine. We actually use a wine rep out of Johnson Brothers. She actually pushed me onto this. It's called Prophecy.
Okay.
So it's where it should be. So our Pinot Grigio is from Italy. Our Chardonnay is from California. It's on the buttery route, so it's almost similar to a Kendall Jackson. So we do have a red blend that is fantastic. It's a Merlot Cabernet Cab Franc, and it's got a little bit of Malbec in it. It's fantastic. Really, really good. I'm a big Malbec fan, and this one has just really impressed me. We got a great Cab, and then we also have a Pinot Noir to go with it as well.
So you really know your stuff.
I do. I grew up in the bar world, so it put me through college, and I've kind of stuck with it. And You know, when I make drinks, I make them like I would drink them.
Okay.
You know, so I want them to look good. I want them to taste good because I guarantee you'll get another one.
As long as you don't have cold duck,
I'll go. So if someone were a patron that came a lot, would you order something for them just because they like it?
Say again.
As far as a drink, because this is my new favorite wine.
Oh, okay.
No one has it. It's from Italy. It's so good.
I'd have to see what kind
of... The only place that I can actually find it that even sells it in a liquor store mm-hmm. is Universal Liquors in Holiday.
And what's the name of it?
It's hard to...
You know, I don't even want to attempt.
Yes, it's an Italian name. I don't...
La Montebello is the actual vineyard,
it's
it looks
so
like.
What is it? What
it's,
is it? Is
it looks like more of an Italian table wine.
It is.
Yeah.
But it's
is
just,
it like a Chianti or?
It's a red table wine.
Yeah.
But it's
really great.
Sweet. Yeah, like
red
I drank
wine
the whole bottle
sweet.
The first no. time. My no. friend was like, "Oh, you got
I like,
to
that's
try
why I like
this.
The Cab Francs
so
and the Merlots.
It looks great.
Lang di Gaida, maybe I don't say it right at all, but
hey, but you found something you like. That's what's
it's
important,
really,
you know.
Really
you know, there's all these Italian folks out there. It's like, oh my god,
they're butchering this.
They're like, someone take the mic away.
Yeah,
she's expelled.
Yeah. Yes, that was not a good pronunciation.
So thankful having you here. He's so passionate about what he does.
Yes.
We've been back a couple times. He takes pride in what he does. He's on the floor. His staff's very friendly, and it was really nice to have something refreshing like that in our area.
It really is.
Looking forward to going back.
Yeah, and you
Billy
know,
Bricks, Billy Bricks, downtown
Billy Bricks.
Clearwater.
Billy Bricks, wood-fired pizza.
There it is.
Yes.
And that's great because I like to go to places like this. You know, I can't stand these big chains, you know, and that's a lot of, there's a lot of restaurants like that down here. I mean, they have their place, but something like this where, you know, you're going to get stuff you're never going to get in any
restaurant. Oh, absolutely.
Restaurant.
Yeah, and this is our ninth location. This is the first one actually in Florida. So everything else is the western, southwestern suburbs of Chicago.
So this is totally new to this area.
This is totally new to this area. We're definitely looking to grow it.
That's great.
For sure. I could see you guys fitting in very well at like
absolutely.
International
yes.
Plaza as well. They have some really good spots.
Tammy,
there.
And it's just, Tammy needs to get near a microphone.
You have to talk into the mic.
Okay.
It's radio. Okay. Jim's on the line. Like he's saying, no one can hear her. Anyhow, Jim is on the line from Dunedin and Plumbing. Say hello.
Hello.
Hey, Jim.
Hi,
how you doing?
Jim. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Fantastic. Tell us what's going on with you guys today.
We're just busy. We're taking names and changing flappers.
Nice. That's
I like
one
it.
That's tough to find late locally as a good plumber. How long have you guys been in business?
Since 1972, I believe.
Oh, awesome.
Whoa.
Wasn't even born yet.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's fantastic.
They're awesome. Family-owned, operated, have integrity. If you need something, they're not going to overcharge you. They're not going to fix anything that doesn't need fixing.
That's really important.
Very important.
Yeah, it is.
Great guys have a great reputation.
Yeah.
Great reputation.
That says it all to me. I mean, you know, if you want someone that you can trust. You know,
now, if
really
you have
cool.
an emergency on the weekend, you know, something gets clogged maybe on a Saturday because you have a teenage daughter that, you know, took a shower and flooded the bathroom in your house.
You sound like you're speaking from experience.
More than once.
Yeah.
Do you have a crew that is available for something like that?
Oh, yeah. You'll write the check. We'll head on out.
More than once.
Get to the point. Simple is best.
And how can we get in touch with you guys if we need you?
Just give us a call. 727-734-2879.
And what's the name of your company again?
Dunedin Plumbing.
Dunedin Plumbing. And where are you guys located?
Right here in hometown Dunedin.
Fantastic.
Sounds
and
good.
Ben, this is 1972. Wow.
Right across from the Dodge.
So you know they're doing something, right?
That's
for sure.
Right.
That's it.
Tell Charlie I said hello. I just love Charlie.
He's waving at you right now.
Just found. Is he going to wave to?
Fantastic. So now we have Adam here. We got Dunedin Plumbing here. We got Billy Bricks here. I mean,
Anthony.
Hello. Good group of people.
Gary's still here. Oh, hey, Gary.
Is Gary.
Gary's on the line from the Boy Scouts.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was listening to you.
Hey, Gary, why don't you tell Dunedin Plumbing about what you got going on as well?
We got a lot of things going on.
The bear campaign sounded pretty cool.
Yeah, the beer campaign. I've got the Threshers game on the 17th of July, Threshers Stadium. And I've got 1,700 kids. You want some? And 50% of them are little guys between 6 and 10.
Oh.
And they're the most fun. They're, like, completely crazy. And we're going to try and teach them how to stuff bears at the Threshers game.
There you go. Half size, half price.
Fantastic. It looks like Cody's got something for Dunedin Plumbing. What you got over there?
Actually, they are family-owned and operated since 1972. Right now, they do have a coupon for $30 off a water heater purchase and installation. 24-hour emergency service available. Have Wrench will travel, as he said. $15 off any service call. And the address, again, is 483 Patricia Avenue, located in Dunedin. Their number is 727-734-2879, and their website is www.dunedinplumbing.com.
Mm-hmm. Best place in town to take a leak.
Fantastic. It took a minute, but I actually do know. It's right by the bowling alley and the little freshman.
Yes, next door, exactly. Right across from the Dodge store.
Gotcha. They have been there a long time.
Very long time, yes. Mm-hmm. And you see their trucks all over the place.
And I love the family owned and operated. That's amazing.
Yeah,
since 1972, that's incredible.
There's a lot of fly-by-night plumbers as well.
And you got to stop in and see the puppies. They're always there.
What kind of puppies do we have?
We got a couple mutts in here. Not just the plumbers, the dogs, too.
What type of dogs?
Some labs. I don't know. Charlie, what kind of dog you got over there? You, Delta. He's a wheat terrier. Yeah, lab, wheat terriers.
Fantastic. We have one dog and two chew toys, so I have a Great Dane and two Morkies.
Are you sure that isn't the end, like at the coffee table? Is the chew
yeah,
toy?
Right. Yeah.
That's happened to my house. Yes.
They even had some piggies there when I was there once.
Oh, yeah, they did?
They really did, yes.
Wow. Fantastic. So we have Dunedin Plumbing here. If we ever have any needs, it's giving that $30 off a water heater purchase and installation. And $15 off any service call. And trust me, if you've ever been in Florida and you get a clog, you definitely need a service call fast because it can get ugly really quick.
Oh, absolutely.
It really can.
And I actually have a septic tank, by the way.
You should hold on to that, Anthony.
Yes, I should. Actually, matter of fact, we actually just had our second flood actually a week ago, so it wasn't pretty.
I would think, and down here, because a lot of people go away, that there's a lot of plumbing problems because people are away and things happen while they're, you know, they are unaware of what's going on. So I would think they'd have a huge amount of work here.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Any advice for people maintaining their plumbing
that's
in their
good.
House?
That's,
you know, any
that's
advice
good.
For
that's
the,
a good question.
The normal homeowner that, you know, what can I do to keep my pipes clean besides get rid of my teenagers?
Man, that's about all you can do down here. Get rid of the teenagers.
We tried the hair clog thing, you know, put that in your drainage, and that thing did not work at all.
What, do you insert it into the drain?
Yeah, insert it in the drain, and it was, you know, we saw it on TV. I don't know.
No, maybe. I had one. Well, look at this mop I have here.
Sounds like the Flobee. What does it eat? Eat up the hair? Or
it's
what
supposed to catch it.
Yeah, it's supposed to catch it and, like, wrap it around.
That's
yeah.
No. It doesn't work.
It doesn't
very
sound
good.
Well. Mm-hmm. No.
Do you guys have to go on the roof a lot of times to clear out clogs?
Yeah, most of the time we do.
Yeah, I'm a pro at this. You know, once again, you know, I have teenagers.
I think he's actually looking for a job. I don't know.
There you go.
No, listen, I would totally mess up there. Don't hand me power tools.
No.
Well, thank you very much for calling in. And anything else we need to know about you guys?
Nope, that's it, man.
Well, I'm looking forward to calling you guys because I can guarantee there will be something in my house that will clog.
All right, well, we'll
absolutely
phone call.
No, we'll be calling. So Adam,
yes,
anything else you got for us today?
I don't know, it's been crazy at the shop. We've been selling a lot of stuff, and a lot of furniture has been selling, which is kind of, it's, I'm jazzed about that because people are coming in and wanting, like, antique furniture again, and that makes me feel really great. And it's just fun to meet all these different people, you know, and it's, we have a lot of people coming in and wanting to sell us stuff too. So that's really great. But just meeting the people in the community, I like it a lot.
Awesome.
You know, yeah. But I like this too. I like coming here. It's like,
It gives you a little bit of a break.
I was like, I can't be late. And it's crazy out there. The traffic is nuts at this time of the day.
Did you just move to Florida?
I've been here 4 years, yes. Well, you know.
You've been here long enough.
I've been here long enough. I should know to get here earlier.
Well, see, everybody got used to the quarantine traffic. It was great. I could go from Holiday to St. Pete in like 40 minutes.
No, it's not like that anymore.
No, not anymore.
No.
That beach has just grown. I mean, it's so vast now. There's so many new businesses.
Yeah, I was trying to go to the beach a few weeks back. Oh my gosh, I completely forgot that it was spring break. Not a good idea.
Where are they? Where were they all?
I was on the bridge for an hour. Yeah.
That sounds about right.
Yes, we actually had reservations. So during this time of year, I do like Island Way brunch on Sundays.
Right?
And the wife and I will make a 12 o'clock reservation, and we leave it like 9:30, 10 to get there.
And that's the halfway mark.
Yeah, that's the halfway mark. I didn't know they had such a like a big, you know, following here like they do. Like I know about Daytona and Fort Lauderdale, but this is different, huh?
Yes.
Way more busy. Actually, compared to Daytona, Daytona has died down quite a bit.
Yeah.
I've been several times in the last couple years. It's very slow compared to Clearwater Beach. Like,
and they
Clearwater is a big destination.
Clearwater is a huge destination. It's we're voted like number five.
I think we're even higher than that.
I don't know. What are you doing?
I don't know.
But you can always go around. It's better than going across the bridge. See, I'll come from Bel Air Way and go that way because, I mean, even though it's slow, but at least you're looking at lovely scenic.
Well, after Easter, it dies off a little bit. So Easter was a little earlier this year. Usually, if the season will extend because of Easter.
Yes.
So this year it was so early. But I mean, they do such a good job. Just take care of that beach. The police officers. Just everybody. I mean, they do an amazing, amazing job taking care of that place.
I'm used to going to the pool. And I am the kid. I live in a mobile home park. I swear, they're 80 and up. And it's like they're talking about their, you know, my husband, he's passed. It's like, is this what Florida's like? I guess.
No.
I haven't seen, you know, I haven't been on the beach.
The demographic's more diverse on the beach.
I think so.
I love the beach. I live here just for the beach, but we're coming up on the end here. So, Cody, tell us about one more time about your restaurant, how we can get in touch with you.
Absolutely. So, it's Billy Brick's Wood Fired Pizza. We're located at 1100 Cleveland Street in the 1100 Apex building on the first floor facing Cleveland.
Okay.
Our phone number is 727-977-5608. Please come check us out. We have a fantastic bar, full liquor. We have rotating craft beers. We have a great wine selection and plenty of other options for you. More than just pizza. We have pastas, salads, sandwiches, plenty of good desserts ready to go. We spare no expense on our ingredients. And, you know, just come check us out. I've definitely, the words won't speak better than our food.
Sounds great.
It's the truth. We tried the pizza and the oh my gosh,
you won't be
guys.
Disappointed.
Not at all.
And Adam?
Okay, yeah. And, you know, we're still, we just opened up January the 1st, Red Rooster Antiques at 305, what did I say, 305? 30113 US Highway 19 North in Clearwater. And we're right next to Dan's Fans. We're open 10 to 5 every day. And our number is 860-661-2071. And we're having a 20% off sale, so come in and see us.
Yes, and you have lots and lots of inventory.
We have lots of inventory. Yes.
Tons of different things to choose from. Anthony? I'm sorry.
My phone number? It's 860-661-2071.
And Anthony Carpenter with Compass Health. We contract with 190 carriers nationwide. We do everything from individual to large group. And we love helping people out from the area all across the country.
Okay. Call you.
Call me.
Right, that's right.
Absolutely.
And thank you, Gary. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you, Jim, from Dunedin Plumbing. And y'all have a wonderful day. I can't hear right now, so finish up the show, Anthony.
No, guys, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Cody.
Thank you for having me.
Always great
to
have you.
Great to be here.
And first round over at Billy Bricks.
It's on you. Okay. Taking care of business.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.